for the United States. It doesn't matter if in actual fact you allow the Puerto Ricans ultimately to pledge allegiance to their flag, to have their own head of state, to have Puerto Rico represented at the UN and international bodies, to give it what they call political sovereignty and deny it the real sovereignty which any people enjoy, which is the ability to defend yourself against aggression. That is to control your own defense and your national security. That will be controlled by the United States. Now, it is that plan that the United States has for Puerto Rico. It is that plan that increasingly is becoming more obvious to us as the 2020 is going to be carried out. The 2020 is going to be carried out in a situation in which the Puerto Rican people will approve, through their elected officials, approve the destruction of our flora and fauna, all the contamination of our air and our waters, the depopulation of Puerto Rico, the creation of 11 industrial military centers done by Puerto Rican elected representatives. The U.S. will wash its hands. We are no longer a colonial power. This is a problem of the Puerto Rican people.